Okay, well, it's good to, good to come in here and win today. Thought the players, did a real good job. Buffalo answered our lead with 21 straight points, and our guys responded with, a bunch of turnovers, a bunch of points, and overall pretty solid football game. Certainly a lot of room for improvement, but it's good to come in here and do enough things well. We made a lot of plays. We missed some opportunities, but we made a lot of plays, and that's a good feeling to come in here and be able to do that. So got a long way to go. Hopefully we can continue to work hard and improve. I think our team's got a good attitude. They work hard. They're tough. And hopefully we can keep getting better. But we still got a long way to go here.
Bill, it's a cliche to say, what adjustments did you make at halftime? But wow, it's like two very different halves with your team there. Were there any?
We felt like we missed a lot of good opportunities in the first half. We had the ball down there and didn't take advantage of it. We got some turnovers and weren't able to put points on the board. Fortunately, in the second half, we were able to capitalize on that. We had some good field position. We had a couple punts down inside the five-yard line. Weren't able to hold them down there. So, I just feel like we just played and executed a little bit better. It's no magic.
Let's just talk about the work of your offensive line. Without Logan Mankins, and you guys were able to run the ball two guys over 100 yards.
Our line, our tight ends, our backs, they all did a good job. We were a little disappointed in our running production in the last couple games, and really made a big emphasis this week. The offensive line, Dante, Josh, George, Gotze, tight ends. I mean, everybody really, really put a lot of emphasis in it. We worked hard on it in practice, and we were able to have some good results today. So it's good to see that hard work pay off. But you can't say enough about the offensive line. These guys got a good front, and we were able to block them, and the backs ran well. So,
Bill, how much of a spark did Bolden give you, though, specifically?
He did a good job. I mean, our backs ran well. We had a lot of production, but yeah, Brandon ran well, no doubt about it.
Bill, 21-7, you fall down early in the third. At that point, sticking with the running game, how key was that when you fall behind by two touchdowns?
Well, I think the key thing is to put together a good drive, and we did that. We hit some passes, we hit some runs, and we just need to come back and make it a one-score game. And that was a big drive for us. I mean, there were could have a bad drive there, and we could have got knocked out at that point. Although I thought we had a couple chances to really knock them down in the first half, we missed them. But it was a big drive to come back and answer that. And again, fortunately, we were able to convert those turnovers in the second half into points, and the game kind of got out of hand there at the end. But it was obviously a lot more competitive than the final score would indicate.
Devin McCourty, the last couple of games, maybe balls have hit his hands and he's not been able to kind of bring them in. Today, at least, when the opportunities were there, he made those interceptions.
Yeah, Devin said, had a lot of good coverages and he made two real good plays on the ball. So, Devin works hard. We have a lot of confidence in him. And, he's one of the hardest working players on the team. Believe me, nobody would feel worse after missing an opportunity than he does, but nobody will work harder to get it fixed and get it right. So, you got to give him a lot of credit for that.
When you talk about the what did you see on the play right before halftime where they had the ball right at the
1-yard line? That was a huge play. It was a big momentum play, because we were getting the ball to start the third quarter, so we felt like, we would have a chance to, cut into it a little bit if we could, just get out of there with a field goal a turnover was huge. So, we were able to But it was a big pile of bodies in there. Ball came loose. Vince came up with it. I'm not sure exactly what happened. I thought overall, we did a pretty decent job in the running game. I mean, this is a good running team. And overall, I thought we handled the running game fairly well, pretty competitively. But that was a huge play, knocking the ball off. And we got two fumbles, and, those are big plays, four interceptions. So anytime you get six turnovers, that's a good thing.
Is there ever a time that you feel your team's in trouble in the first half of the game?
Things weren't looking too good there at the end of the first half. Yeah, absolutely. You always want to try to get off to a good start and play the game from ahead, but sometimes that happens, sometimes it doesn't. The big thing is to play 60 minutes and finish the game, and we haven't done a great job of that the last 2 weeks. It was certainly a lot better today, so we'll take the outcome.
What do you feel turning things around for the defense? Four drives, two turnovers, two punts when your offense was clicking?
They hit a big play there on the long touchdown. And then they hit, two other big plays where they hit the long pass to Jackson and then the seam pass to Chandler, right? So, they got a lot of yards in just a couple of plays. I mean, obviously we can't give up big plays, and I mean, that's, you know, you can't play good defense that way. So we got to try to limit our those big plays and make them drive it and play better on third down. I just think our execution, and, you know, we just kept battling in there and made enough plays, you know, at the right time, I guess. Wasn't perfect, but, you know, we did enough good things.
When guys like Gronkowski and Welker fumble, which is uncharacteristic, what reaction do they have to that on the sideline?
Well, there's nothing we emphasize more in ball security. That's from day one. So everybody knows how important it is to take care of the ball, and that always has been the number one priority. It always will be. So whoever handles it, we just got to do a better job of taking care of it. And that's not a good way to win football games, is to drop it on the ground. And we know they're trying to pull it out. They did a good job pulling the ball out, but we knew that was coming. We just got to hang on to it better.
Are they chomping at the bit to get back out there, though?
I think any competitive player wants to keep playing, keep competing, absolutely.
What did you see from Stastny
on the chances? I don't know. Just had to take a look at it. Looked like they were both fairly close, but, you know, just, you know, we got to make those kicks. You know, but it's a whole group. You know, it's a snap, it's a hold, it's a kick, it's everything. I don't know. I'll have to take a closer look at it.
Did you feel good about getting them a chance at the end of the game?
Yeah. I mean, I just felt like it was another opportunity for us to kick under pressure, and so, you know, we did it. I mean, I felt like we need to do that.
You have a very good player like Logan down, going against such a good defensive line, to come out of it and you run for about 240 yards between two players. What does that say to you about continuity and preparedness that you're –
Yeah, no, the offensive line did a good job. I mean, they did a great job. This Buffalo has a good front, and, you know, Donald stepped in there, left guard, and you know, our tight ends and our did a good job. Our line blocked well. Our backs ran well. So, you know, it was a good group effort. You know, it's in the running game. It's not about one guy. You got to have a lot of blocking and running and all. It's got to be coordinated, and we had a good day doing that today.
Coach, how closely have you studied what the Broncos have been doing on offense this year, and when does your attention turn to that?
In about 20 minutes. So, yeah, they're obviously good. They're, you know, running offense that we've seen many times. There's some facsimile of it from Indianapolis. So, you know, I'm sure they'll be ready to go. We got a, you know, big challenge for us this week. We know they're a good football team. You know, they obviously did a great job, you know, opening week against Pittsburgh. We all saw that game. I mean, they're a good football team. So, you know, we'll just have to have a good week of practice and be ready to go.
Everything runs for you guys. Second half, did you give them a little bit more freedom to do some more checks, calls, change things at the line?
I wouldn't say not significantly. I mean, that's part of what we do anyway. We have an element of that in our offense, and it depends on what play is called. Some are called either or. Some we just go ahead and call and run it. So, and some we don't change because we get the look that we think we're going to get to run the play, and so there's no need to change it. So, you know, that's really, I'd say we probably do it about the same every week, and how it turns out may be different, but I would say our method is pretty similar.
Any update on Hightower?
No.
Last question, you guys. He's the one that had the force fumble in the second
game. Yeah, well, I mean, we know he's a heavy hitter. You know, he's a couple solid hits in a game, you know, so it brings a very physical element to the running game, to the tackling. All right, good. Okay, thank you.